Alex Champagne of Scenic Route Records has been working overtime lately, pulling together the final pieces for the Baltimore Folk Festival next weekend. He took some time out to visit our studios this week, along with members of two of the bands that will be performing at the festival. I sat down first with Jenna and Peter McKibben of the band The Herd of Main Street. Well, Jenna and Peter, welcome to The Signal.
Thank you for having us.
So what can you tell me about your band?
The Herd of Main Street's been a band for about, I guess, going on now 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we had a couple different lineup changes, but the current one now has been together for about 4 years, I think, and it's been going smoothly.
And how many people are in the band besides the two of you?
There's five people.
Okay.
So three besides us.
And how did you start playing music together?
We met at Towson when we both were in college at an open mic night, both playing with other people. And we saw that we had similar, you know, musical backgrounds and tastes. And
I mainly wanted to play guitar with a pretty girl, though. That was kind of the real, I think, inspiration for starting the band.
And the other guitarist, Corey, also went to Towson. And he also is from Carroll County and went to the same school as Peter. And they were not that close in high school, but they became good buddies in college as well. So it kind of branched out from there. The drummer is my little brother. And the two of us are married, so we have kind of a family band going on.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
They all feel like family at this point.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I think folk music has always been a family affair. You know, we think about families literally getting together, sitting in the living room, sitting on the front porch, playing music together. But I think that you also form a family with not just those that are blood relatives, but the people that you play with. How does your little family unit function as a band?
It's very dysfunctional. Sundays are usually our family day, if you want to call it that. I mean, Corey and I used to live together. Kevin lives in our neighborhood still. So, I mean, everybody's still a close-knit. But Sundays we usually get together either at her parents' house still, because that's where the drummer's equipment is. And it's just easier instead of moving all that around. And Sunday's just kind of, you practice in the morning. There's lunch in the afternoon. We kind of, hang out in the evening time. So it kind of becomes a full day of just, being in a band and being in that family.
Well, let's listen to some music by you guys. It's just so that our listeners know what they can look forward to at the Baltimore Folk Festival. What are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear the track called Cleveland off our latest EP, Bound to Echo.
Shadows are not for lovers, and candles should burn for two. And postcards, strange places, turn the sunset an awful shade of blue. The truth is bound to echo. You scream.
Music from The Herd of Main Street. They'll be performing at the Baltimore Folk Fest on October 17th. I'm joined in studio now by members of Kindlewood, Kelsey Smith, Galen Smith, and Jameson Lyman. Folks, welcome to The Signal.
Thank you for having us.
So tell me a little bit about your band. How did you guys start playing together?
Well, we started, was it 2009? Galen and I are married, and we started writing music. And then we met Jameson. And he came on board 2010. We saw him play at a Borders bookstore. That was kind of our first meeting and first experience of each other's music. And we hit it off. We've been playing since then.
And so you guys were playing together and just sort of looking for maybe something mm-hmm. new, something different to do?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that music has always been a part of our lives, and it was just a natural progression. It was more something that we happened on and then started to work through than something that we were actively pursuing and looking to do. But once we got on it, we were like, this is awesome. We love this.
Let's keep doing it.
Yeah. And so you write songs all together, or how does music get made?
It's a mix. Sometimes we'll sit down, be playing guitar, and Kelsey will be like, ooh, and she gets this look in her eye, or this tilt of the head.
Yes.
And Jameson and I will look at each other and say, okay, let's keep working on that.
So it's a ooh, like ooh, oh, not
yeah.
a
yeah.
ooh.
Well, sometimes. Like, ooh. I'm not very helpful. I'm usually like, this is good, or like, no.
Yeah.
And I don't really offer anything.
That's probably more helpful than it sounds, though, you know?
Yeah.
Really,
I guess.
Really guides things.
Yes. Absolutely.
We and know then, when Kelsey gets her little notebook and starts writing that we are on to something good. So that's how we usually know.
And sometimes she'll bring something to the table and be like, this is, I have a melody, and we'll write around that.
Yeah. How would you describe your music? Because it's not as, the folk family and the folk genre seems to be ever expanding to me, which is great because I think it's very inclusive that way. But how would you describe your music to someone who hadn't heard you before?
What I usually tell people, and this is a continual work in progress, like better defining what that is. But I will tell people that we make dream folk rock. I'll wait for them to marinate on that a little bit. And then for adding some definition to it, I'll usually say, you know, we've got a lot of ambient textures, but there's still a lot of finger-picked melodic guitar that goes along with it, and strong vocal lead, female lead, and vocal harmonies.
I would imagine you guys enjoy being in the studio. That's the sense I got from the sound of the music that I heard. How is it different recording in the studio and then performing those same songs on stage live?
It's different. I mean, I think that we're learning that our recording style is different than our performance style, and we try to bring elements from the recording into the live. But especially with the new stuff that we're working on, we have a lot of textures. We love to play with ambient sounds. Jameson does a lot of like layering of guitars, so it's a little different live, but we try to keep the same, I guess, core of the song live.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to some of your music so listeners know what it sounds like. What are we going to hear?
We're going to be listening to our song Dangerous is a Sound from our full-length album titled Desiderium.
She said, quiet, your voice quiet down. I am afraid of your fate. Dangerous is a sound that you make. I can't take it anymore. She said, quiet, your voice quiet down. I am afraid of your fate. Dangerous is the sound that you make. I can't take it anymore. No. She said
That was music from Kindlewood. I'm joined in studio now with Alex Champagne, who is the sort of the engine behind the Baltimore Folk Fest. How's it going, Alex?
It's going good. Thanks for having me, Lisa.
So what's new this year? What's it seems bigger and better every year. Is that the case?
It's bigger. It's also a little more focused this year. We kind of really expanded the festival last year, adding so many venues. And then this year kind of looked back at what we could focus on more. And so now we've added the Our House space, which has been a staple, I think, in the Baltimore music community for decades.
Yeah.
as a great practice space and performance space in the city. So we're using they have a huge, huge performance area. We'll have some great bands there. We had the Crown last year, but now they have two venues, two separate rooms now, and we have control of both of those now. So we've got five venues with seven stages total this year with about 25, 26 bands, I think, performing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, besides Kindlewood and the Herd of Main Street, what are some of the other bands that you're excited that are coming?
Some of my local favorites, the Manly Deeds, as always. Haint Blue, who actually their first show was last year's Folk Fest, and they blew it away, so they're here again. Viking Moses, Dave Huber, who's going to have Susan Alcorn playing with him. Jacob Panic, who I don't know you're familiar with, amazing banjo player. And then we've another just kind of expansion of the festivals. We have a lot more sort of regional and non-regional people passing through. Lorray, who's a great artist from down the D.C., Virginia area. Allison Self, who's also from Richmond.
It seems to me that there's a lot of women playing this festival this year. Is that true?
It wasn't a conscious decision.
Yeah.
I like lady voices probably more than... Well, no, that's not true.
Lady voices.
Lady voices. They're so much more calming and soothing. Usually you think the typical like masculine folk voice is very rough and gruff and... And that's fun.
But there's always been that counterbalance. There's always been those great female voices.
You've got the songbirds.
And good banjo players and good guitar players.
Oh, I did notice that the other day, like how many awesome female banjoists we'll be having.
Yeah, they're sort of
creeping
out of the
woodwork. Letitia Van Zandt, Lorray, Shannon is the lead. She's a banjo player. Lainey Jones from Boston is an amazing banjo player. So, yeah.
Well, how can people find out what to do when things are happening?
Yeah, we've got a link to purchase tickets on our website, www.baltimorefolkfest.com. And what I really enjoy about what we do each year is that includes a digital download of many of the artists. So once you purchase your tickets, you get a download to kind of preview and sample everyone that's playing. Some of those tracks are already online to listen to, but there'll be a lot more once you dig in and buy the tickets.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for all your hard work putting this together, and I look forward to hearing some good music on the 17th.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Festival organizer Alex Champagne. We also heard from members of the Herd of Main Street and Kindlewood. The third annual Baltimore Folk Fest takes place in multiple venues around the Station North Arts District on Friday, October 17th. You can find a complete schedule, ticket information, band bios, and much more at baltimorefolkfest.bandcamp.com. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.